This is The Difference, a podcast for nonprofit fundraising in a for-profit world, presented by Convergent Nonprofit Solutions, a leader in nonprofit fundraising. Convergent's professionals can help your nonprofit secure sustainable funding now and for the future.
Welcome to The Difference. I'm Jay Wirth. Susan Norris, director for the Pierce County Economic Development Corporation, is our guest today. She plies her economic development magic in northeastern Nebraska for a rural area. I will not go into detail about her role and where she works because she's our guest, and I'd like you to tell us, Susan, a little bit about your background first, and then tell us about the communities that you serve in Pierce County in Nebraska.
My background was, I was actually a professional grant writer for one of the largest public school systems in Nebraska. My husband is from a small rural community, and he moved us back here about 11 years ago. So we ended up in rural Plainview, Nebraska, and it wasn't long before the city administrator asked me to come and work for the community of Plainview for economic development. I didn't know economic development, but I knew project management and I knew grant writing, and he told me I would learn, and he was right. And within a couple years, I was then recruited to work for Pierce County, Nebraska, as our economic development director for the county. So that's a little bit of the background. Our area here in northeast Nebraska, we have a county of about 7,400 people, four primary communities, and then two smaller townships.
I would assume then that it's an agricultural region. Is that your primary industry?
It is.
And is it crop related or livestock or both?
It is both.
What would be your largest employer other than the school system?
Our school systems, government, and then our ag companies, seed dealers, ethanol plants, co-ops. Those kind of comprise our largest employers.
What's your understanding of how the people in your communities there and in the county perceive economic development? What have you come across in a rural setting that what people think economic development is all about?
When we started 7 years ago, we did a survey, and 69% of the people did not know what economic development was. So we knew we had a pretty big curve in educating everybody. But now we had some success across the county. You ask people, and in the rural setting, it's not just about creating wealth, and it's not just about, you know, bringing in businesses. It's also the community placemaking aspects of it. So it's parks and recreation and activities, that social capital, building social capital. If you were to ask people what economic development is now, I mean, they probably give you a wide range of answers for what we do, from events to housing to businesses and everything in between.
I would imagine you had to change some perceptions.
So Plainview, but yes, they were known as the clown capital of the USA. It started back in the Depression era. Somebody decided that people needed to lift their spirits, so they embraced this clown identity with a band, and people started donating clown dolls. So we now have the world's largest clown doll museum, and it's an interesting roadside attraction. But when we went through we call ECAP, Entrepreneurial Community Activation Process, part of that was, what is our identity? Who are we today and where do we want to go? And does our logo and our image and what we're branding ourselves at promote that? So we had a big, long discussion about history versus identity. Ended up getting a new logo. It's Plainview, the middle of everywhere. And that's kind of a nod to our transportation and our broadband capability. We kept the history of the clowns in our annual festival, so it's still called Clown Days. We still promote our Clown Doll Museum, but it's not our identity.
You referenced the ECAP program, which is the Entrepreneurial Communities Activation Process. And that's a program from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln?
Correct.
And is that unique in the world of economic development? Or do you know of other similar programs? We've got listeners from all over the United States. Would it be similar to other programs that might be available? Or is it something unique?
I believe it's unique. The University of Nebraska has spent a lot of time working in the space of community vitality, focusing on the rural areas. So they're one of those rural champions that we really gravitate towards. They created this ECAP process because they kind of noticed in rural communities, you have a lot of people that are very passionate about their communities. You have a lot of ideas. Sometimes you have a lot of different groups and foundations, and they're all doing their thing, but no one's working together. ECAP process was designed to be an organic strategic planning process that gave a voice to the people to list their priorities and their goals and where they wanted to see the future of their community go. And we were able to utilize that process in all four of our communities and really give a voice back to the people and let the cities know these are the things that your people are asking for in a variety of areas, from parks and recreation to streets to housing and education. So when you have 500 or 600 people that have responded to a survey, and then it's followed by four town hall meetings where everyone, you know, comes together and creates action plans, it's a lot easier for the cities than to jump on board and invest the money or take the risk to do some of these projects that the people are asking for.
So 500, 600 people completed the survey. So then how many people would be in the room when you're doing the actual brainstorming, coming up with the strategies, the tactics for each of those four communities or the county as a whole?
I mean, it ranged the gamut, anywhere from 30 to 70 people come together and really focus on those things. And one of the neatest outcomes was the hidden leaders that came out of that, the people that really weren't on our radar, and they started coming to these meetings and getting very involved. So in each community, we were able to flesh out these hidden leaders. In Plainview, for example, there was 18 of them that stepped forward. In Pierce, there was 26. We put them through BP10 Gallup Builder training so they could learn how to work together. And they have systematically tackled, working with our office, all of the tasks that were the outcomes of ECAP. And they've been very successful together.
Where did the funds come to execute this program?
We wrote a grant. The USDA had a first-time grant, a pilot, and it was called the Rural Innovation Placemaking Challenge. We applied, and we wanted to do ECAP across all four communities. And then we also wanted to provide updated, comprehensive, and strategic plans for each of these rural communities. It is difficult sometimes to get those $30,000 or $40,000 planning documents when you have a community of 1,200 or 1,700 people. And we thought the combination of the two programs working together would set these communities up for success. One, that the people would have the voice, the cities would be able to listen. We would develop an organic plan, and then a professional company would come in and create those documents for professional plans, which are needed for grants and also, you know, giving the communities idea of where they're going. So we were awarded that grant, one of five across the nation, and our outcomes have been pretty incredible.
What are those outcomes?
Well, in the city of Plainview, for example, for about 10 years prior to this, not a whole lot happened in the community. There wasn't a lot of housing. There wasn't any new businesses. Downtown had 15 vacant buildings. It just, you know, was like a small town that was slowly, I don't want to say the word dying, but, you know, there really wasn't a lot of activity. We went through ECAP. We went and got those professional documents done. And you fast forward 5 years. We have sold all of those downtown vacant buildings. Plainview has 27 new business owners. We've built new housing. All of the parks have been updated. The city has received just under $3 million in grant funding for downtown revitalization, housing. We wrote a grant to USDA to create an intermediary relending fund. So the city now has $605,000 to lend out for new business. That's taking local control. That has helped. We received housing grants. All 28 apartments in the community were sold to a new investor who remodeled every single one of them, and they are full. We built four new townhomes. The city also utilized some funding and bought some land and created a subdivision where we sell lots for $1,000, and that has spurred some development. In Plainview last year, won the Governor's Showcase Community Award, and it's an award that the Nebraska governor gives to one community based on 5 years of economic and community success.
Have you noticed any appreciable increase in population, or is this in being in Nebraska, the Dakotas, basically the upper Midwest, it's been talent drain, you know, it hasn't been able to attract a lot of new people, but are you reversing that trend, do you think?
We are seeing part of that ECAP process was alumni attraction or people attraction. We did poll all of the high school students during those process, and we also polled all the alumni, and we asked them, do you want to stay? What would it take for you to come back? What do you need? We were surprised to learn that 66% of our county's youth want to return to their communities. So we started, you know, tackling those things that they wanted to see, the jobs that they would need to have, and the housing. And we have seen in Plainview alone, when I first started, the population was 1,032. And as of the last census, we were at 1,400. And we've seen that in each community. And what we're seeing the most is once you hit about 28 to 30 years old, if you're formally from the community and you're married or you're starting to have children, we're seeing them come back. And a lot of the new businesses that we've opened have been with the alumni returning home.
I think you hit on something very key because, as a firm, Convergent works in a variety sizes of communities, and we often hear this. Well, the young people that are graduating from high school, they don't really want to hang out anymore here, live here because they don't see opportunity. What it sounds to me like is that you reversed somewhat this trend by educating individuals who were attending high school, showing them what can be. Is that accurate?
Yes, we do work with our local high schools. And it started originally with that survey we conducted with them. And then we followed up with those classes every year. And we kind of meet with them and say, hey, what is it that you're looking to do? What are you interested in? We try to part, we've created internships and partnerships for those students with the businesses. In Plainview, the school took it upon themselves to create every Friday, if you're a senior, you go into the community, you're partnered with a business. And you'll switch businesses each quarter, but it's giving you that hands-on experience to really see what you're interested in. Are you interested in insurance or ag or career in the health industry? So they're getting an ability to see that, live their last year of high school. So that's been a great partnership. And it's really kind of bridged that gap between our business owners and our young people, creating like a stronger social network there.
Any other innovative ideas that you've come up with? And you certainly have done a great job of explaining something that probably a lot of communities just haven't thought about doing. Is there any other program that you can point to that you think is worthy of sharing with our listeners?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest things in a small town is local control. The more you can control, the better off you're going to be. So we quickly learned about the USDA Intermediary Relending Fund, but they also have a program called RBDG, Rural Business Development Grants, and we utilize those grants to create revolving loan funds to help those businesses come back. So it's gap funding, or in some cases, we fund the entire business. But the easier you can make that process, the better off you are. And what we learned with our banks too, it wasn't that our banks in the past didn't want to participate, but they were very much agricultural banks, and then, not into taking risk on new business. So when you're able to step in as a community and provide that gap funding or participate in, the portion of the loan that can't be collateralized, like the bank will take the building all day long, but they don't want to do the startup capital. When you can step in and do that and be in that second or third security position, that changes things. So we found that that program allowed the bank, we leveraged their participation into these projects. And that's also helped our community to grow and develop. If you're struggling looking for financing and not knowing where to go, USDA offers two really incredible programs that I would definitely take advantage of. In the state of Nebraska, we are also able to capture our sales tax and use it for economic development. And it's called Local Option Sales Tax. I'm not sure if all the other states across the United States do it. It's such a broad program. You can use it for everything from business loans to grant match. When we got the USDA funding for business loans, we could stop funding business loans from our local option sales tax, and that freed us up to use that money for housing or daycare for other projects that we needed assistance with. Otherwise, it was just continually being used for business, and we weren't able to gain any traction on the housing front. And Nebraska is very short on housing. Maybe that's true across the nation, but so being able to, take that extra $80,000 or $100,000 a year and shift it towards housing is what's it helped us change that as well. And you can't grow without housing. So that was an important piece as well. I think the ECAP process really helped us align our goals and visions in each community. Every community has a different identity. We've done it four times just across Pierce County, and each community had a different outcome. But finding those hidden leaders, the talent that you already have in your community that you don't know is there, that is a game changer. And some of the other outcomes we've noticed is, as we've opened up businesses across the county, the chamber is getting younger. The age of our business owners are getting younger, which is leading to, more events, more vibrancy. There's been a noticeable change in the activity. So people are noticing that change, you know, maybe your average resident can't put their finger on why, but they notice that there's definitely more happening than was happening before. 5 years out of ECAP, four towns in a county of 7,400, we have 60 new business owners across the county. We have 25 new housing homes, single family homes and rentals, and we're opening up several new subdivisions. And our alumni, I mean, they're coming home. The economic times that we're in with the high interest rates, it just doesn't seem to be slowing our growth down, which is incredible to me. But I've opened more businesses in the last 2 years than we have seen in the last five. So it just really is not slowing people down. We're noticing a passion. Activity breeds activity. So once you start, it just starts to snowball. And I think the biggest thing is just start. Just do something and other things will come along.
Well, the wind is definitely not whistling through the buildings in your county because now they're occupied. And I think your insights could be very helpful. So I want to allow our listeners to have the opportunity to contact you. Do you mind sharing your contact information in case somebody's inspired by what you just shared with us?
Oh, absolutely. Our email address is s.norris@pcedne.org. Or phone is 402-992-2535.
Repeat that one more time.
Email is s.norris@pcedne.org. And the phone number is 402-992-2535.
Our guest today, Susan Norris, Executive Director for Pierce County Economic Development, and that's in Northeast Nebraska. Our library of fundraising podcasts addressing a variety of topics can be found on our website, convergentnonprofit.com. Click on the resources link at the top of our homepage. Thanks for listening.